بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The last time we had begun the discussion on the attribute and the sifat and the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى العلي ودعين, the most high. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high, the most exalted. There is none that is greater than Allah تبارك وتعالى. And every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just as great also. The Quran of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is just as great. And all the commands that come from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is to also exalt us and to make us high in the court of Allah, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something for us to understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in no way whatsoever, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدٍ. Allah never wants to oppress anyone. Allah has enough in His treasures that Allah wants to give, and Allah wants to show us how He gives also. So no one should have this doubt or this mindset that Allah doesn't want to give me, that Allah doesn't want to forgive me, that Allah doesn't want to be kind to me. It's a receiving end, that is us, whether we are recipients or not, whether we want to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah wants to show His shan. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every moment, every day, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, every second, every lahza, every blink of the eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grandeur, exaltedness, loftiness changes all the time. Allah is in splendor every single moment, every single breath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala splendors, it changes and it gets more splendid. And the enjoyment of that person who links to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Al-Ali, tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will feel the presence of Allah, the enjoyment to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the commands of Allah have come from the skies. That is the nourishment for the heart. And the nourishment for the physical existence of man comes from the sand. And naturally man now clings to the sand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to overcome this and now link ourselves to Al-Ali. That overcome now, eat one third, not two thirds, not full stomach. That what is according to your need. Because the more a person will eat, then the body becomes heavy also, now it clings to the earth. Physically. And then the heart also clings even more to the earth, that he was more of dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is to elevate us, to rise us, to make us high, and to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has it explains also the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explained in three ways. Nothing in existence can equal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in honor and status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most honorable. And the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, is always in splendor, is amazing. When you just now do a little bit, Hazrat says, study science if you have to. Science actually means to understand the workings of Allah. How Allah Ta'ala has made everything, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything in existence, whether it's gravity, whether atmosphere, whether the oxygen, carbon dioxide, all these things now insan has taken out from this dunya and explained to us, is actually showing us how Allah Ta'ala works. Allah Ta'ala works just in this dunya only. There's so many, like there's so many million or billion, Allah knows, in His knowledge, which is infinite. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care, how Allah ta'ala is sustaining the needs of every single planet and all the creations there. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of everything. This is the loftiness of Allah, the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His loftiness, or to explain the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full power over all things in existence. Allah is the Khaliq, Allah is the Creator. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has complete power, there's nothing outside the power of Allah. Every shay, every single atom in the universe is under the control of Allah. Allah is not included in that. Allah is in full control. Allah is the Khaliq. Everything else is makhluq. Everything else needs the permission of Allah to move, to become stationary, to do anything, to make any decisions. Everything is muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has full power over all things in existence, and all are completely subjugated and controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All events in the universe are under His control, supreme control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has supreme control over everything in the universe. That is beyond the control of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, as much as the world would like you to believe. But all the reports, this is happening, that is happening. And now the ozone layer, and now there's a hole in the sky, and all this is going to happen, and all the icebergs are going to melt, and as if now there's no one controlling it. Insan's doings now is controlling all of this. And this all is going to happen. How many years they are telling us? How many years they are telling us now? That is overpopulation and you won't get enough food and everything else. Moni Mazhar Sahib, the Barakatuhu, when we went to Pakistan, driving down one road only. And all the vendors are lined up, fruit vendors. Just one is selling 2-3 fruits only. And the colors upon colors. Pomegranates, then bananas, then somebody else has something else. Just on one street only. So he asked us, that you can see any poverty over here. Do you get this in South Africa? We have to go to look for a street corner. You will get only mangoes a little bit. Then you want lemons, you got to go somewhere else and find it. He says, therefore, just one street only. How much of fruits just on one street? Vendors upon vendors, vendors upon vendors. Plenty of fruits, plenty of food. But what report they will see, people are dying because of hunger. People are starving. They don't have food in Afghanistan. And the amazing thing, he says, most of these fruits over here that you are seeing in Pakistan came from Afghanistan. Everything came from, truckloads are coming. By tons they are coming. There's so much of fruits over there, they're exporting to different countries right now. So Hazrat says, all these reports will make you believe that insan now is controlling. And if we don't let control, what will happen to the world? What will happen to the food chain? What will happen to this? What will happen to the supply of electricity and everything else? All this is based upon the amal of insan. That insan based upon the amal of the Muslims. Allah makes decisions based upon our actions, the actions of the Muslims, not the non-Muslims, not the non-believers. Allah makes decisions based upon our actions. If we use the lights, electricity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will deliver it. Then to remember the original sunnah also is no lights. Is no lights. So that too also, we're getting closer to the sunnah. But Allah has given us so much now that we feel that now no lights is the azab of Allah. There is the azab of Allah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Madinah Munawwara had no lights over there. They're living in azab all the time. So Allah has given us these ni'mas and bounties for us to make shukr, to use it in the correct manner. So nothing can occur contrary to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and desire. Nothing happens contrary. So this entire world is a darul imtihan. We are in the imtihan, in the examination room right now. Instead of a place of comfort and to relax. For this our Shaykh always says, we are here only and only to make the ibadat of Allah and to make our akhirat. Akhirat banao. Say, make your akhirat. We're here only for this. Everything else is a sideshow. Trying to distract us from our purpose of life. And shaitan will continue to threaten us and to make us afraid. Now, what will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? We have no guarantee whether we are going to see tomorrow. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah would say, Ghaliban it was him, he says that if the entire world has to become copper and the clouds have to dry up and not a single drop of rain comes down, the sun comes just 1 mile above my head, and not a single blade of grass has to grow, not a single drop of water has to come down from the skies, and if this thought comes into mind that, Ya Allah, where will I eat from? He says, then regard me as a kafir. See, my iman is gone. How can I even think that Allah won't feed me? See, I have no iman then. Although at that time, yes, you will think, where is he going to come from? He says, just to have doubt that my Allah won't feed me. He says, understand that my iman, I've lost it. I've lost it. Here we are drowning in the boundaries of Allah and then to we doubt Allah. Allah is Al-Ali. Everything is under my control. I am controlling everything. What's your... And as the Shaykh had mentioned, rahmatullah, in his Fazal Amal, that a person is in dire straits, he has a friend very wealthy, and he goes to him, I need surety, I need guarantees, I need somebody who stand by me. He said, don't worry, just give them my name. So he'll in our terms now, he'll leave the person office whistling. The work is done. I got my friend behind me. Now I can walk into any place now, I got backing. I got someone to stand for me. See, he's also makhluk. It's also creation. Creation now depending upon creation. You see, when Allah Ta'ala is giving guarantee, now we've got to put doubt. Ya Allah, I don't know whether really it will happen or won't happen. You see, how can you think bad of Allah after eating the ni'mat of Allah? Allah gave it to you and you're still thinking, now, Ya Allah, whether you're going to give me again. So for us to understand, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is most high, everything is low. Everything is low. And Allah Ta'ala controls everything. Everything is in the control of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nothing can occur contrary to his will and desire. Person in a marriage also, whatever is happening right now is an imtihan for me. Many youngsters now, unfortunately, as it explains, we grew up with this Western culture. Western culture, so we've learnt that married life has to be like this and like that. One, two, three. Doesn't happen like that, then I made a mistake. Then unfortunately also the child might hear from the parents, to you do a mistake. You weren't planned. Now you say, I made a mistake also. Doesn't understand the Islamic concept of nikah, what nikah is about. The West will tell us everything else, that it's supposed to be like this. But look at how the shamble their life is in right now. If that is the way, how you're supposed to have a nikah, and how you're supposed to be living as a married couple, then they should be married long time ago. But they're living together 15 years, 20 years, then they get married for 5 years. Then they divorce after that. So even they haven't understood. We have a complete way of life. Everything in life is a test. Because Allah has kept us in this test to link to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But culture now and the dunya has given us asbab to cling on to. This insurance policy and this aid and this thing and that thing and all facilities and all amenities. Hold on to all these things over here. And dunya now, many a so-called religious scholar wants to make all these things now halal, Sharia compliant. Somehow we're just twisting, and now it's become very common tahrif and ta'weel, interpreting the texts of Quran and Hadith in different ways according to the times. Hazrat Ben mentioned long time to us, and now the time has come where many scholars, so to say, we don't use those scholars also, we use the word ulama. Scholars now got a very modern concept to it, scholars. Where now they say the deen needs a facelift. The deen of Islam is a facelift, as if the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now is outdated. Na'uzu billah. To make it according to modern times, it becomes attractive now to those out there. The sunnah is the sunnah, the most, if you're not attracted, then something is wrong with your heart. That is the most pure, the most beautiful, the easiest, the most perfect. Sharia doesn't need a facelift. It is contemporary, till Qiyamah. You know, all these terms people coin also. Unfortunately, youngsters go for proposal and the question will be asked, you make strict parada. Oh, that's now, can't understand strict parada. Parada is normal, there's no strict and there's no, what do you say, loose parada or non-strict parada. And they're very heavy on Sharia and Deen. Sharia, they're not moderate. Be moderate. Shariat is moderate. Anything besides that is not Shariat. Anything besides Parada is not Parada. It's just Sharia is the most moderate thing. But this also now has come from Christianity, Orthodox, and Judaism. But these are Orthodox Christians, Orthodox Jews. So now they're making Islam also just, these are Orthodox Muslims. But we use our own terms for it. You make strict parada, or they strict on this, or they don't eat out, so they're a bit heavy. We like the little Christian and that style, you know, just to. So as the Kim Sahib, you say, Rahmatullah Alayh, he say, like some person now will keep, what you say, a half beard in between. So when he's a pious people, he can mix because I've got some beard, and with modern people also, I put to them. He say, La ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula. Is that on this side, not on that side? He's in between. He's in between, and soon he'll fall the wrong side. For this he says, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Stay with the pious people, so this thing comes into the heart. Because everything is controlled by Allah. Allah is the most high. If you're going to play games in deen like this, then Allah will drop you. Allah will drop you. But you link to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how his commands are pleasing to him, Allah will raise you also. Allah will raise you. So everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All events in the universe are under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are no boundaries, no geographical boundaries or limitations, this country to that country. Everything belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah sustains as He wants to. Nothing can occur contrary to the will of Allah and desire. The loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in relation to a physical place, that Allah is lofty because of a certain place. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from time and space. These are the creations of Allah. Space is a creation of Allah. Time is a creation of Allah. Two people are sitting next to one another. A third person says the first is higher than the second. The first person is higher than the second, but they're both sitting on the same platform. So what does he mean now? The first is higher than the second. This does not refer to a place, it refers to a rank and status. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high in regards to status and loftiness. Not in space, not in makan, not in a place. Allah in status, in rank, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high. If a person has to judge all existing beings with regards to perfection and weakness, that he uses the criteria, and he judges the creation based on perfection and weakness, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the most lofty, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent. Allahu samad. Allah is completely, he needs no creation, no help whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of any type of partner. Allah needs no assistance from anybody whatsoever. Allah doesn't need our ibadat also. Allah does not need the malaika also. Allah creating us now is for our own benefit. We were non-existent. Allah ta'ala gave us existence. Ni'mat of Allah. Once insan comes into this world, then he will exist forever. And Allah will give him Jannah. Allah was before, Allah is, Allah will be forever. Insan wasn't there from before, Allah ta'ala brought him into existence as insan, as a human being. Great ni'mat of Allah. Great bounty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah gave us existence. Then this insan, when Allah gives him existence, and Allah will keep him forever, he'll live forever in Jannah. Allah ta'ala make us amongst his inmates. So we'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the most lofty, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent. And with his perfect qualities, Allah's qualities are perfect. This is contrary to others who differ with regards to their levels of perfection. Nobody in dunya is perfect. This also is a misconception and a fairy tale. Perfect marriage, perfect relationship, something. Everything was perfect. Dunya is a place of imperfection. Nothing in dunya is perfect. Only thing perfect is Quran Sharif. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, the final Nabi of Allah, sinless, ma'asum. Everything else is imperfect. This now where insan is striving for this perfect life. What do you call it? The American dream. Why? Because it is a dream. Is that true? It is never perfect. It'll never become perfect. Happiness, khushi, to have this contentment is only and only linked to the commands of Allah. Ala bi dhikrillah. Only in the dhikr of Allah, tatma'innu al-qulub. The hearts will get happiness, will get contentment, will be at peace. Only in the commands of Allah, only in the dhikr of Allah, and nowhere else. It'll only be parishani and restlessness, everywhere else. Whether it be a person's family, not linked to the commands of Allah, whether it be his business, not linked to the commands of Allah. Once we link this entire thing to the commands of Allah, the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, all this becomes dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of parada, the dhikr of third kalima, the dhikr of ding, this is all dhikr. Dhikr of spending time with the family, we call it the dhikr of spending time with the family. Attach this word to it. The dhikr of business. You have different types of dhikr. Business also is a type of dhikr. Why we see this link, this word dhikr? So when you're doing business, understand I'm making dhikr of Allah right now. So I gotta do it accordingly, like how dhikr should be made. The dhikr of nikah. How to make nikah? This too is again dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The dhikr of clothing. Now that I'm buying clothing also, this is dhikr of Allah. What kind of clothing I'm buying? For my children, for myself, for my mastura, for the ladies, for the men above the ankles, for the ladies that cover everything. Is that in conformity to the commands of Allah? Then I'm out of the dhikr of Allah. Then I'm not in the dhikr of Allah. And in Jannah is perfect. Subhanallah. Everything there is absolutely perfect. Designed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imagine living in perfection. Yeah, little, but we've got things right. We've got things right, and how we enjoy that moment. Somebody said the walima was just perfect. The food was just right. And the service was mashallah. We just sat and the food started coming. The enjoyment was just perfect. And then the ice cream after, then the tea after that. Just everything was just perfect. How we enjoyed that little moment, that 1-2 hours. Jannah is only perfection. Only perfection. For the 2 hours, how you enjoy it now, it was perfect company also. It was just the right company. You had a good eating partner with you. I got the right person with me. How I enjoyed that meal, alhamdulillah. It was just perfect. We can't forget it. So we can imagine Jannah that's perfect. What enjoyment will be in Jannat? Only enjoyment. Only enjoyment. But there will be bouts of regret also. There will be moments in Jannah where a person will have this moment will come, he'll just go to a depression. Just some depression. Just for example, now when a person high speed is having his biryani, then he got a speed trap in between. The ilachi came in his mouth. And then you see his face already. Say, bhai, what happened? His speed trap. Then he takes it out, he spoils it, looking for water or something. Jannat is same, everything, high speed is moving in perfection. Everything, then all of just a bout will come. Hadith Sharif says that perfect moments you'll be enjoying in Jannah, there'll be sad moments, person will regret over the time he spent in this world without the dhikr of Allah. How I spent the time without Allah's dhikr? How that moment just went like that? I just got detached from Al-Ali, my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and I just dropped, my status just dropped at that moment. That's why we are emphasizing all the time the commands of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. Friday's family getting together, Friday night's family is getting together. The dhikr of Allah, our meal also a dhikr of Allah. Do it in conformity to the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We can't do haram things, eating the perfect meal Allah Ta'ala has given us. So all these are dhikr of Allah. If we do it in conformity, تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Then your heart will be at peace also. You'll enjoy the meal. You'll enjoy the moment. You'll enjoy the moment. You'll enjoy the meal. You'll enjoy the evening. And what a good memory it will be. Because everything was done in the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr is not only sitting in the masjid and making subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Every moment of our life. Qurbani is coming now. Great dhikr. Dhikr of Qurbani. How to do that correctly. The days of Hajj are coming. Right now with the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the most exciting time. The most exciting time, where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, all his qurbani comes to the fore. By Monday already now, ulama are saying by Monday, those that are making qurbani, they should now refrain from clipping their nails, removing the hair from Monday before Maghrib, based on moon sighting. Mustahab now not to remove your hair or to pay your nails after that, those that are making the qurbani. What's the wisdom behind it? That the Hajj is also that will be donning the ihram for Hajj. Making their niyat and making their labbaik also, they will be unable to remove any hair to pay their nails. You can't go for Hajj, but you can emulate them and copy them whilst at home also. To a certain extent, I can be like a Haji, that I don't remove any hair, but yes, if the moustache has gone very big, or the nails are gone very long, person has to, there's no sin. Then you can remove it. But at least by Monday now, everything should be cleaned. Then the days of Hajj will begin. The days of Qurbani will begin. All these are Mubarak days that are coming, the dhikr now, Qurbani, the dhikr of the third kalima. Hadith Sharif says, one is the month of Ramadan, that's the best month in the year. But the days, that's the best month in the year, but the days of the 10 days of Zulhijjah are the best days in the eyes of Allah. Nothing more beloved to Allah. The amal that take place in the days of Zulhijjah are the most beloved amal, nothing else can equal it. That is more superior than the amal of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Sahaba Ikram heard this. And Sahaba Ikram, you know, what they had, what was most beloved to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum was to give their life in the path of Allah. Zakim Sahab would say, Rahmatullah alayh, one time sitting with the murids, he said, Ek azim ilm, abhi atahui. Say, Allah Ta'ala, just open my heart right now to something very great of knowledge. Then he would say, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had this in their heart. That, Ya Allah, we want to show you how much we love you. We want to show Allah how much we love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the wahi had come down already. That if you take all the trees of the world and turn them into pens, you take all the oceans and times seven and change all the waters into ink, take the skies and take the earth and begin to write the kalimat, the ta'rif, the praise, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah says all this will come to an end and you will be unable, impossible to encompass the love and the ta'rif and the praise of Allah. You can't. But Sahaba ikram wanted to show Allah still. Allah, how do I show you I love you? We can't write it down. Usually lover now will put in poetry form, he'll write some love letters, he'll write a book. Allah, you says that too will not be enough to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Zakim Sahib will say, rahimahullah, they'll go to Uhud. Go to Uhud and stand there at the qabr of Hamza radiallahu anhu, Musa bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What wealth he had come from. what upbringing he had, import itaries to use, the perfumes, the clothing, etc. Hamza radiallahu anhu, the lion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, go and see the wafadari, the loyalty of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how loyal they were to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How they showed the love, as Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatul alayhi, they showed their love, not by writing it with ink. They wrote the love of Allah with the blood. Until Qiyamah will read how they spilled their blood. Somebody to spill their blood. The love of Allah. Like he would say that Layla Majnoon. Majnoon, Pagalad, he was mad. He was mad over Layla. He said Layla wasn't very fair in complexion. And Majnoon was very, very fair and very handsome. But what he saw in Layla, he saw in her. He was mad over her. So they say now, in the lover's world, the Layla said, oh Majnoon, you really love me. So she sent the khadim, the attendant, to Majnoon, that Majnoon really loves me, then tell him to cut the piece of his thigh and send it to me. So they say that he brought a platter, he brought a tray. So he cut the piece of his thigh and he put it there. When the thigh came to Layla, even the thigh was calling her name, Layla, Layla. Even his thigh was making a dhikr. So this was Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They just to understand now, ishq majazi, which is false love. The real love of Allah, Sahaba ikram, not their thighs, their hearts, and every part of their body was pumping with the love of Allah. Allah, how do we show you? When the Sahabiya now is making tashkil of her four sons, tomorrow the battle will be raging. In our terms now, please don't come back home tomorrow. When the jihad starts, the battle rages, throw yourself in the thicket of the battle. And give your lives in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Spill your blood in the love. How much love she had for Allah, they should be prepared now to spill the blood of our own sons. The love of Allah. These days of Qurban, he teaches us that sacrifice and that loyalty to Allah Jalla Jalalu, the trust in Allah. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the Hajar radiallahu anha, what trust they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day he left the command of Allah in such a valley where there was no cultivation whatsoever. Hazrat says, rahmatullah alayhi, that absolutely dark. No one living there. Solitary, just his wife as a Hajar and a baby. That's it. There's no one around. Sometimes I go to a farm area, absolutely it's dark and standstill. You feel a bit eerie. No one around. You feel a bit unsafe also. Hazrat would say that the place was so quiet that even fear, how they say now in poetry form, even fear was afraid to come here. Even fear was afraid to come here. Because night time, there's no light. Absolutely dark. With a baby in the wilderness. But what trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No food, no vegetation. Husband left her in the command of Allah. And what she mentioned to him, Allah will not destroy us. She just says, Allah just wants to hear this. That Allah, when she asked him, and as he was leaving, he was commanded not to reply, not to say to her anything. This is a command of Allah. Just accept it. And he leaves her over 80, 90 years old as a Hajar with a young baby, suckling baby also. This is the command of Allah. Gestured with his head, yes. That is the case. Allah will not destroy us. That's it. Finished. Allah will not destroy. Now Allah Ta'ala sent. Hazrat says we make shukr and make dua for that family. With the barakat of the family of three, as a Hajar, Ismail and Ibrahim alayhim salatu wasalam, Allah gave us Zamzam. Allah gave us Safa Marwa. Allah gave us Qurbani. And Allah gave us Hajj. Jamratul Aqaba to Ramyu Jamr al-Jimar, to pel the Shayateen, also Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So all that came from that family over there. So all these days are to teach us now how they made the Qurbani for us to increase our Qurbani. What's our Qurbani? So simple, as it says, almost nil or null investment, and the returns are great. For the 10 days of Zulhijjah, third kalima is the best kalima. Third kalima, fourth kalima, more than third kalima. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These all powerful kalimat by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves, and the rewards are multiplied and magnified in these 10 days that is coming ahead. To increase our third kalima, sit down at least in the masjid and take out time, at least one tasbih a day properly, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amal on these days are more superior than amal any other days in the entire Islamic calendar. Whatever we'll do over here, that will become our life. Then to fast also to keep a roza, the 10 days. One day roza is equal to 1 year. 1 day equal to 360 or 355 days of the year, just 1 day. Allah is giving so much of a reward. The Sahasrara says, almost nil investment, but look at the returns. If only we get one dunya investment like this, subhanallah. We won't tell anybody. Quietly we'll invest as much as we can. Allah is saying for the whole ummah, take how much you all want. During the daytime, our third kalima, subhanallah bihamdihi, our fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, and our roza, just for 9 days only. 10th day we can't keep roza, is a qurbani day. So these are the days now to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, and these are the ashwari urum, the sacred months. These are the sacred months. Zulqa'da, Zulhijjah, Muharram. Then you have a Rajab, separate. There are three sacred months in the Islamic calendar. All the amal are multiplied, and the sin also is multiplied. Therefore, they say specifically now, especially we come into Zulhijjah, close all the avenues of sin and guna, make decisions. We're involved in haram, just get out of it. Let us get out of it. We don't know next year we're going to see Zulhijjah again. But these are the days for us now to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the beginning. Allah is most high. There is no way that we can believe that Allah doesn't want to give. It is for us the recipients or the hands that want to take, how much are we going to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And these amal are simple. These amal are very simple. And the amal also, we can't go for hajj. Allah ta'ala take all of us, open the doors for all the hujjaj. Person can't go, then we have ishraq namaz every day. Every day person gets a reward of hajj and umrah. Complete, perfect. We read ishraq namaz in the morning. Here Hazrat Wala says also, our farais are so weak, there's no nawafil also. If we do farais, we just abandon the nafils. Like there's no nafils. At least make the habit now. Read the ishraq. Even we have to go home after fajr. A little later we wake up, read the ishraq still. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that thing, fa'afish Allah can give the reward. Then we have chas namaz, salat al-duha. Then we have awabin. Then after isha we can read tahajjud. La tahajjud is very late. 5:23, 5:22 time ends. Person wakes up, 5 o'clock, he can make easy 4 rakats of tahajjud namaz. And then rewards from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person make wuzu at home, proceeds for salah. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam says like a person who has donned the haram, who has donned the haram and proceeding for hajj. They get the reward. So in this month, ulama explained in Zulqa'da, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and in Rajab, when a person does any bad amal, any bad deeds, they say it's like a person who is doing something haram, whilst in the condition of a haram, in the haram of Makkah. In the haram of Makkah. In a haram, now he's signing some haram contract. Why is it in a haram? One is a person puts on a haram over here, which is permissible, he's going for hajj. Wallah, he reached Makkah to Mukarramah, in the haram, he's doing something haram. This now to do anything haram in these days is like the person sitting in the haram, in a haram, and breaking the command of Allah. How is his life going to come right? For these months Allah has given us, we make it in these months. There's a few days left now. Zulqa'da, there's a few days left. Then Zulhijjah will start on Tuesday or Wednesday. Then Qurbani will come. Qurbani also, my dear brothers, Hazrat says, once in a year Qurbani comes, فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسَ. Open your heart and make Qurbani. Open your heart and make Qurbani. Buy the best animal you want. Go all out. There's no extravagance. There's no extravagance now in making Qurbani. But it's all based on the niyat. When Faruq Makki Sahib says, you bought the best animal. And the whole crowd came to see how you're putting down that large ox. He says, you put that sharp knife to the neck. And you're making takbir. But in your heart is saying, all of them looking at you, you only know how much you paid for this animal. So your qurbani is gone. You're doing it for show. You're doing it for show. So the heart should be focused, Ya Allah. I'm putting this knife on this big nafs of mine right now. My nafs is so big. Now I'm cutting it, I'm slaughtering it. It's finished now, Ya Allah. I'm spilling the blood of my carnal desires. It's no more now. People see or don't see. First, the heart has to be now focused that time during his qurbani. And the most important thing, Hazrat says, is big, big a'mal. Hajj. Hajj is putting a haram on. He's taking a selfie now. Now he's starting tawaf. Hajj al-Aswad, he's taking a selfie there. What big a'mal? What can be bigger than his a'mal? And then he spoiled his entire Hajj. Arafat also all the time is coming out on the cell phone. Cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone. Taking selfies there, uploading, interviews taking place. That's the time to connect to Allah and divorce the makhluk. They were so connected. Qurbani also, unfortunately, that becomes a big show. Everything is videoed now. All your amal have become tainted. There's nothing left for Allah. It's all for the makhluk, for the creation, for the creation. Put it on this social media, that social media, this place, that place. Mastura, the ladies are coming, the young girls are coming. It's become just a big show. The whole thing lies the dhikr of Qurbani. How do you make the dhikr of Qurbani? That Allah Ta'ala accepts it, and our entire year becomes according to how Allah Ta'ala wants us to make the dhikr of Allah. Yes, some places have facilities. Ladies can go, sharam haya, dress properly, etc. Then it's fine. But now for the whole family, brother-in-law is there, cousin is there, this one is there, the Masturat ladies are there. Even they put them one side. In Parada also, is it a place for them to be there? Is there a license for them to be there, even with the parda on also? If you want to make qurbani for the ladies, do it at home quietly one place. Doesn't give them a license because they go parda, now we can stand in public. Not at all. Not at all. Don't spoil our qurbani, for Allah's sake. It is do it as the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala wants it. We can see the conditions in the world right now. It's based upon our amal. These great amal. For us, it's easy now to slaughter the animal. Let us go back. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. How for us to get this qurbani, what he had to give? He had to take his young son, take him to Mina, take that blade and put it on his neck. But what Allah had behind that? This was actually the shafqat and the muhabbat and the compassion for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah substituted that Ismail alayhi salam's life with a dream. Out of love for this ummah. Allah has so much love for the ummah. Allah should destine it. Let him cut his son. But Allah knew this will become la wajib upon the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Make it easy for them. Make it easy for them. But that's what the ummah is doing now. Now that Allah has made it easy, now you're breaking the command of Allah. That's what they say, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Allah says, do it as I want to do it. Explain to the mastura, the ladies at home, how we must make the qurbani, what is the sacrifice behind it. Here's this time when you can come. Right now you can't come. But we want to see, want to see. The time will come, we can't do it now, we can't do it now. So these things, you've got to understand it correctly. These are big days that are coming ahead. The days of qurbani, the days of hajj. So wahaj to be there with the hujjaj also. They're making tawaf, they're making sa'i, tawaf al-qudum, tawaf al-tahiyya. They're making du'as, wahaj to be also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made du'a, Allahumma aghfir lil-hajj, wa liman istaghfara lahu al-hajj. Just ask them for du'as. Ya Allah, forgive the haji. And for whoever he also asks forgiveness, Ya Allah, forgive that person also. So ask the haji, make du'a for my maghfirat. Because Nabi said, made du'a, Ya Allah, forgive him, and forgive the one for whom the haji makes du'a also. So the du'as are very lofty. So wahats are with them, the days of qurbani are coming. See, and also in the family, my dear brothers, one is we are sending qurbani overseas. Do some qurbani here also. Not that we send everything overseas. There should be some spirit of qurbani within our homes. Many a times we hear the ladies say, please don't bring the carcass home, we can't take the smell. Make talim in the house. The same animal now, according to some riwayat, is a nabi called Vayyans of the Pulsirat. The hooves, the skin going to be wait for you on the day of Qiyamah. But this animal is a Mubarak animal. Our Akabir is to eat for months sometime only Qurbani animal. Shaykhul Islam wa Hussain Ahmad Badi rahmatullahi is to eat sometime a kacha kebab, uncooked. Say raw, little bit of it is to eat because it's a Mubarak animal this is. So much of muhabbat and love is to slaughter the animal with. So like this also we open our hearts. So one is sending it overseas. Alright? But at least sacrifice something here. And those of us that have means also. Alhamdulillah. Many brothers are making qurbani, isale, sawab for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Definitely. Hakim sahab rahimullah had a habit. He would say, any isale, sawab I send. Example, when Yasin khatam. Or one qurbani also. Or it be whatever amal it may be. Then I got intention of isale, sawab. And I send it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which he used to say, I don't share that with any other marhum. Only to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other ones now want to do, then I share. Example, parents, and I'll put their grandparents also, and whoever, the relatives, all the marhumin, in this one animal. But for Nabi Ali said, that was only khas. Khalis, exclusive for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is our nafil qurbani? Those of us that have the means, those of us that have the means, this is an ideal time for us to mend family ties, to bring family together. We know certain family members, they don't have the means. One is we send the meat to them after our qurbani. Allah Ta'ala has given us the hearts and the means, buy an animal for that family. Buy an animal, tell them for y'all, so and so, we know you're not making qurbani, I'm buying an animal for you. So you go choose it at the farm over there, they say, new animal, you make your qurbani, take your family, or take it home, whatever it is, and you make qurbani for your home. See the happiness in that home. The little children now, they are my animal. How many years they haven't made qurbani? They go to the farm, they see what are the children, this is my animal, this is my sheep, Abba bought this for me. He's just a spectator. So those homes that haven't made, they can't make, they don't have the means, Allah Baqi has given us, buy one too for those families also. Quietly tell them, go choose an animal, two, three animals, it's for your house. Do what you want with it after that. It's your animal, you can make qurbani of it. Or give them the cash, let them go and buy it. Let the family enjoy. We can imagine now how the malaika will rejoice what you have done. Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy. One is giving them the end product, one is giving them the enjoyment of making qurbani within their homes. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal, inshaAllah. One few points also comes to mind in regards to Hajj and Umrah. As it always explains to us too, the Hajjis are there. Unnecessarily also, don't keep them busy on the WhatsApp. Unnecessarily. They are busy there now. And as it says that the most useless things we ask them is, where are you staying? What difference does it make to you? Where do you tell you staying? When are you leaving for Makkah Sharif? What difference does it make? You want just ask him, make dua, no need to reply. Remember asking duas? No need to ask now whether what visa you went to, how you went, which plane, which airlines. Yeah, if your agent is different. If you're doing agency work now, and bookings and cancellations, then it's fine. Otherwise, all this thing now, unnecessary talk. You don't have to ask all these things, keep them busy now, he must give you an update where he's staying, and whether they upgraded, or whether they gave them this view or that view, etc. There's no need for all that. As this is to the Haji comes back, no need to ask all these things. All these unnecessary things that we ask them now. Sometimes they don't want to say. Sometimes they don't want to say. Right. Now you must have thought this person is a bicharo, he's going for Hajj. Then he tells you now, you ask, where you stay? He says, Dar al-Tawheed. Oh, how you can afford that? I can afford that now. How come you're staying there? Now you start having doubts now. How is the guy pitched up over there? There's no need for all that. Make dua for him, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala give you the best Hajj. So all the unnecessary things that we ask also, they don't need to ask. It's great, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala take you safely. Allah Ta'ala bring you safely. Remember us in duas. So to cut our speech also, and engage ourselves in dhikr, as it says, we meet also sometime. And what we ask now, it's hot today. You know he's hot, he's also feeling hot. Or it's cold today, we know it's cold. You see, make some imani mudhakara. Sahaba ikram will sit down. Say, jaddidu imanakum. He said, Najlis sa'atan, nujaddidu imanana. Let's sit down a few minutes. Let's now renew our iman. Days of qurbani are coming, mashallah. Speak about some qurbani. Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So all the unnecessary things now in the hadith. And sometimes what happens, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq understanding. Why we ask also in impressive, oh, that hotel, yeah, we know is about 2 kilometers away. So we'll show him now, we know where the hotels are. We know where this is, where that is now. So now the person knows the place. When they impress on him now, we know the system. If he asks you for mashwara, different. There's no need now for us to become self-appointed sheikhs and counselors and advisors. Then no, you should have done it like that. He's already done now. Don't create any more depression in his heart. You should have asked people who should have done it like that. Alhamdulillah, make dua for them. That's the best thing. So we make dua for them and they make dua for us. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا رب البيت العتيق إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا أو كريم رحيم الله most kind Allah most loving Allah most giving Allah Oh my most beautiful Allah, Ya Allah forgive us for all of our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah the Mubarak days of Hajj are going to begin soon, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah make decision of our Hidayat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah forgive us for all of our sins, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. The sins of the past, oh my Allah, the sins of present, oh my Allah. Ya Allah give us tawfiq to obey every command of yours, oh my Allah, in the manner that is most pleasing to you, in the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, make us among the true believers, O May Allah. Ya Allah, make us Hadir Muhtadeen. Ya Allah, make us beacons of Hidayat, O May Allah. Ya Allah, rightly guide us, Ya Allah, to the straight path, O May Allah. Give us Hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant our children Hidayat, O May Allah. Keep us upon your obedience, O May Allah. In the Sunnah Tariqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you've honored us, Ya Allah, by making us, Ya Allah, among the Muslim Ummah, among the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you've honored us with the months of Ashri Hurm, O May Allah, the honorable and sacred months, O May Allah. Where Amala increased, the Amala magnified, the rewards are magnified, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength and tawfiq and ability to obey you, O May Allah. To leave all our sins, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, to bring alive every command of yours in our lives, O May Allah. All those sins that are blocking our ta'alluq, Ya Allah, and our muhabbat and love with you, O May Allah. Remove all those obstacles, O May Allah. Ya Allah, open, Ya Allah, our spiritual arteries and valves of the heart, O May Allah. Ya Allah, that we connect you in every single way, O May Allah. All the time and everywhere. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts, into our lives, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, soon the Hadis will be saying, Labbaik, O my Allah. O my Allah, accept the Labbaik, O my Allah. Accept the Haram, O my Allah. Accept the steps towards the Haram of Makki, O my Allah. Accept the Salat and Salam of the Road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my most beautiful Allah. Make Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam happy with them, O my Allah. Give us a share in the du'as of the Multazam, at the Hajri Aswad, at the Maqam Ibrahim, at the Rukni Yamani, O my Allah. Allah, accept the du'as, O my Allah. Accept the chance in the dhikr, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the two rakat salah behind Maqam Ibrahim, O my Allah. Accept the du'as, O my Allah. O my Allah, they come here to Safa and Marwa, raising their heads, O my Allah. Accept the du'as on the behalf of the Ummah, O my Allah. O my most beautiful Allah, make the Hajj the most beautiful moment in their lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Labbaik, Ya Allah. Open the doors for every one of us, O my Allah. The entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept the Allah, this day in Mina, O my Allah. Make the day of Arafat, O my Allah. The day of their lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Accept the du'as, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those du'as that were made in the place of Arafat. During Hajjatul Wada, O my Allah, the du'as Nabi Ali Salatu Salam made, O my Allah, kal mut'imin miskeen, Ya Allah, like a beggar asking for food, O my Allah, Nabi Ali Salatu made du'a to you in the day of Arafah, Ya Allah, accept all those du'as in the haqq of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept the ameen of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. O my Allah, Ya Allah, accept us to stand on the place of Arafah and raise our hands before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our broken efforts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us love for Haramain Sharifain, for Al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for the people of Palestine, O my Allah. For the Muslims in Kashmir and, Ya Allah, in Turkey. O my Allah, for the Muslims in India, O my Allah. And all the parts of the world, O my Allah. Create stability in the Muslim Ummah. Accept us with the khidmat of Deen, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept the du'as of the Hujjaj on behalf of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat and your mercy. Ya Allah, we are desperate for your rahmat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperate for your rahmat, O my Allah, and your mercies. Ya Allah, pour your mercies upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Allah, keep the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, get them out of respect to my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the forces of Bathil will bring down the ummah. O my Allah, you are Al-Ali, O my Allah. You are most lofty, most high. Ya Allah, raise his ummah once again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to that status and the rank that you give Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where they walk the world, O my Allah, with no fear, O my Allah. The Ummah lives in fear, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove the fear of the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, clothe the Ummah, O my Allah. Shelter them, O my Allah. Feed them, O my Allah. Protect the Amal, protect the Iman, protect the Waqaid and beliefs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with Iman, O my Allah. Take us in the condition, be happy with us, Ya Allah. Give us Khatima bil Khair, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties that you have given us. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we cannot thank you enough for all the bounties you have given us, O my Allah, for the ni'mat of Iman, the ni'mat of Islam. Ya Allah, you made us ummatis with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, with the comfortable homes, Ya Allah, with the conveyances, O my Allah, with the free food that you have given us, O my Allah, we haven't let us sleep one day in our life hungry. O my Allah, O my Allah, you've been so kind to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you. May Allah give us yaqeen upon you and conviction upon you and trust upon you and tawakkul upon you and all those sifat and attributes that you love us to have, oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, beautify us with all those beautiful attributes, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, ya ajil, kamil, mustamir. All those in hospitals, oh, may Allah, return them, oh, may Allah. Accept the qurbani of the ummah and make it easy, oh, may Allah. Keep us with safety, oh, may Allah. The afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Oh, may Allah, all those in qarz and in debts, oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, you make a way out for them, oh, Kareem Rahim Allah. Grant plenty of halal sustenance, O my Allah. O my Allah, all those in different types of addictions, O my Allah, release them and clean them up, O my Allah. And make them your awliya and your friends, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us with Iman and take us with Iman. And reward our asatiz and our mashayikh and our parents, O my Allah. Give us so big to make their khidmat, O my Allah, especially our parents, O my Allah. And our asatiz and our beautiful Shaykh, O my Allah. Grant them the highest ranks in this world, O my Allah. Accept them for the khidmat of deen till the last breath, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq to follow them in every sense of the word, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabu rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabu rahim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.